Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab. Besides politics, I stay in the lab. A similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Dance with the gun. With the gun.
Still rapping like I want my issue. The gun supplier ride the Hyundai rental. You was hating, but that one guy with you was like, he ripped shit. Think one ply tissue. Offshore Barbados vessel. Eating sun-dried tomato pesto. On a bagel, Mac Mimosa with my missus and my toaster and my hoster. Niggas starting boasting, so I post like I'm supposed to. For sure, play a dope. Himalayan goat slayer. Y'all niggas let your women lay up and they don't pay ya. We reckless, playing with guns. However you gon' put it, laughing, taking shots over your head like drone footage on some West Coast shit. With a blammer in my hammer pants. You was like the ambiance in the ambulance. All access, everything, read the laminates. If I two-step, it's my gun that I'm dancing with.
Dance with the gun.
Yeah, I mean,
make them dance with the gun.
Do a two-step all night.
Dance with the gun.
Yeah, what?
My niggas dance with the gun.
That's all my niggas do.
Dance with the gun.
Mm-hmm. Tell baby, come here.
Dance with the gun,
girl.
Dance with the gun.
Razzcast, what's up?
What up?
Dance with the gun.
Yo. Mind if I cut in? May I have this dance? I take the lead and hold her by the hand. Grab her by the butt and put her in my pants. If the ops wanna tango, then we can dirty dance. Hoes be like, that's my jam. Mine don't. When I pop, they doing the wop, my 9 point. Sitting in the VIP, stripper grinding my lap. Is that a gun or are you just happy to see me? I laugh, yeah, that's a burner, babe. When it's gray, have niggas jumping over his leg like he doing the kid in play. Put a running man bleeding. You gon' learn today. You talk too much. Reverse cowgirl, and I turn away. We clappin', y'all niggas dabbing. Slap your hat off from the blowback. All my niggas strapped, no cap. I spit a slug that's greasy like Crisco. Sneak the sig air pistol inside the disco.
Dance with the gun. Make them dance with the gun.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee. Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Go.
Ooh la la,
go.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like where the bread. You go hold the egg, waiter bring the check. When we talk, we collision call. Keep us in your thoughts, fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy.
First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking raw, stay tartar. Oysters on the half jail, switch your ball. Life a bitch and the pussy. Still fuck the raw. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Got the simmy in the hemi. Go and gimme, gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics. RJ Ruder damage, y'all. And I rap it. Pornographic beat set up the camera.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee. 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 Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
I need to find this away, ho.
Come on.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
You covered disruption, I got you covered. I'm busting. There's a runner, he crushing, it's no discussion. I used to be muskin', I wasn't supposed to be nothing. Y'all fuckers corrupted, I'm up to something disgusting. My pockets are pumping this season, I love to dump them. I'm afraid of nothing but nothingness, ain't it something? Warmongers are dumping, a point and click at your pumpkin. You're suffering disruption, so put your kids in the oven.
Fuck a king or queen and all of their lost subjects. I pull my penis out and I piss on their shoes in public. People, we the pirates, the pride of this great republic. No matter what you order, motherfucker, we what you stuck with.
Sorry.
I used to love Bruce, but living my vida loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we usher in chaos, just know that we did it smile. Cannibals on this island, inmates run the asylum.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la.
DJ DJ.
Yo, what up, this is Keith Murray, and you're checking out Max, Microphone Masters Radio. What up,
You niggas snitching, getting time shaved. Sold a book on my Boost Mobile, I boost the crime wave. Telling all my hoes that I love them, I'm playing mind games. When bitches after your last dollar, they take your last name. I'm married to this shit, jumped up off the porch, then I jumped the broom. Bunny rabbit gang, we be robbing shit like the romper room. Catch a Uber or a Lizzie, I sent the Rizzic. The feds wanna turn the witness, I plead defensive. Been smoking since 13, I fried my brain, so I ain't never stressing. I can't hold no grudges, Michael Thomas, bitch, I'm catching blessings. Police trying to catch me, ain't gon' catch me riding without my weapon. Panoramic roof off on that coupe, I look like George Jetson. Space ghost, fitting all, got a gas mask when I make dope. I done seen a lot of OGs catch a table habit trying to taste dope. I just got another case mode, call my lawyer, hit him with the pesos. Gotta cook a bird with a J-State, gotta play for the yay, yo. Been thuggin' since a youngin', I'm too legit to quit. I treat this bitch shit like my kinship, but since I set the fridge, I had the strap, she took the charge, I took that bitch on the trip. Flew in the friend, jumped on the boat, I fucked them both, shit was lit, shit was lit.
Pray my soul, keep this or lay me down.
Yeah.
SWAT team, my machine gun, or grenade me down.
Yeah.
And if they do, tell my people, just hold my babies down. Nigga, we need to go back to pages like it's the 80s now.
Yeah.
Fuck rap, bitch, I'm popping off a poppy seed.
Yeah.
My name cocaine, they ain't gon' put me in the nominees.
Yeah.
Since Gangsta Gears brought back the bars, I see a lot of me. Niggas, this my sons, I wish they mamas would've swallowed these. Nigga, capping ass, nigga. Jeezy used to say, boy, you want rapping ass, nigga. I said, I'm shipping packs, I don't need no advance, nigga. Niggas thought I took a loss, but I jumped off, then I got richer. Shit is funny when you think about it. Rolex too big, I took a link about it. Frank Lucas, I hit the closet, pulled a mink about it. Living this life, pussy dream about it.
Bury me with ratchets, let the feds tell it. Apparently I'm acting. Gucci hoodie smell like kerosene and ashes. Don't get carried away, I been up. And look how carefully I stack it. Got your advance check buried in the mattress. We the Yankees on a pennant run. You need a soldier, I heard you renting some. Telling war stories and you ain't been in none. But look what I converted to. From letting burners loose out convertibles. My bitch gon' be the driver for a purse or two. Nah, my finger never could point. You know pussy best when it's moist. Got a hammer and a brick from a plug I met in the joint. Miami, Super Bowl weekend, I got head in the Royce. We chasing cheddar, of course, I wouldn't care if it's Deutsch. It was either law school or dog food. If I was making y'all moves, we all lose. Make these supper niggas pay, those was our rules. You gon' need more guns and lucky horseshoes. Never took an L, but a few lost a mind. New law of downtown and this view was hard to find. Sold lines to abusers, now abuse y'all with lines. I mean, it's black thing, heem, just a few
cars behind. I bought two of everything, they said dude lost his mind. Two gold Cubans, like I'm trying too hard to shine. Two whips, one a coupe that's too small to drive. Two car garage, two broad massage. Yeah. Niggas think I be front, but I just be talking that real shit. I don't expect anybody to feel it though. Y'all niggas not really like
shit like I talk that shit. Let's go.
With this knot I got from the district, I'm shopping for Christian. I'm in Vegas, dripping in jewelry I got from the district. They say hustling like a disease, I'ma die with the symptoms. Put 300 grams on a brick, cut the pie in the sixes. The butcher coming, nigga.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon. We are back. We do this every week. And I'm always happy to be joined by the one and only Star Saxon. He is a man full of opinions, but they are thought provoking and they also make you laugh and smile and all that good stuff. What's good, man?
What's up, man? It's Sunday. Niggas is protesting. Day 13. I'm watching from home. Beautiful thing, man.
Indeed. So I want to talk about that a little bit. For this show, we have a conversation coming to you, a gentleman by the name of B-Rock, really trying to make a difference and impact people through his music. He's currently behind the walls, as they like to say, but so had a conversation with him, and so looking forward to bringing that to you. But you mentioned the protest, man. It's interesting because as we speak, as we record this, my oldest is actually going to a protest. He came to me when all this stuff is going on, and he comes to me and he says, Dad, what can I do? I feel like I'm not doing enough. What can I do? And I gave him different examples of how you have to get in where you fit in, but you have to do what feels comfortable for you, but try some different things. And just, of course, my biggest thing is stay safe out there because they're using tear gas and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, so he's doing that. So it hasn't calmed down. It's been a couple of weeks, man. It hasn't calmed down. So I think this might have some staying power, man.
Yeah, I think big one in Hollywood right now, over Hollywood and Highland. Got like 20,000 people up there right now, dude. And the thing about the to stay safe, it's two things, man. They learned that the tear gas that they're spraying is like aiding to the contraction rate of COVID. You feel me? Yeah, because it's essentially an aerosol, right? It forces you to cough all your bodily fluids out, your eyes to tear. And then some good Samaritan walk over and says, can I help you? And you're coughing all in their face, dude. So they're trying to tell the police officers, like, you know, y'all got family members too. And 90% of y'all, according to what I'm seeing on tape, y'all ain't even wearing no fucking mask. So you might want to just stall that out with the tear gas shit, dude. And just like go with the bullhorn or something, because you might be giving your own people's COVID. Because these protests, in a lot of ways, it's sad to say it, man, but they could be COVID clusters. Feel me?
I hear you. One thing that was interesting I wanted to mention this, though, is that with all this heightened attention, this is something that if you're in the minority community, of course, we're focusing on what's going on in the Black community. But as I've mentioned before, I mean, we know there's things that are going on in the Hispanic community. Can't speak for the Asian community, but I can definitely say in the Hispanic community and the Black community, these things definitely happen. And I do the radio show, the sports talk show here in the city, and my partner, he was in Home Depot, and I don't know if you've ever met my dude. met my dude Ed, but he's big. He's about 6'4", this big dude. And a white lady comes up to him and asks him, essentially asks him, how can I have this conversation with my kids? Because I want to make sure that I'm saying things that are kind of making him an ally. How can I have this discussion? And that's cool to be able to have those types of influential discussions, but it's interesting. You don't know which side of the aisle people are on. Some people are right in the middle and they can go either way, but it's an interesting time.
Yo, man, like, back to these protests, dude. The other one you gotta have your son watch out for, Jay. I'm not dismissing what you said. I'm gonna get to that, too. These cops, they busting protesters with these rubber bullets, yo. and people's eyes are getting taken out. They're getting skull fractures. Have you seen the size of the fucking of the shoddy that's coming out? It's like 44, dude. It's huge.
Is it? Yeah, because I've heard about the damage that they do in terms of. I was listening to a show just the other day, and there was a lawyer talking about he has a new client that was shot with one of those rubber bullets up close.
Yeah,
and it he had to have his testicle removed as a result.
Serious?
Yeah, because it was like point blank.
Oh, dude, that's fucking tough. So you got to wear a cup. Crazy. I hadn't even thought of that, dude. I'm trying to worry about the dome and the eyes. I didn't even thought of that shit. I think it's Lance Armstrong now, dude. Trying to get the message out.
Do that.
But no, about what you were saying, though, like...
Go ahead.
You got a lot of people saying, like, how can I... I don't want to say how can I be down, but... How can I understand what's going on? It's like, Jay, this is where my gray hair start to come out, dude. Don't be asking me no stupid fucking question like that. Every community college got an African-American studies class. Right? The game is to be sold, not told. These teachers been busting their ass with these curriculums. A lot of this shit is online now. Don't ask me no stupid fucking question, dude. Go online and take the fucking class. The short answer, Jay, just tell them to read. This shit ain't new, right?
Yeah.
Just read. True. I mean, you remember whenever they had the Watchmen TV show drop on HBO?
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. And then what was the shocking moment? 15 seconds into the show, dude. The Black Wall Street bombings. Man, that was some crazy fucking sci-fi shit. That's not sci-fi, homie. United States government wiped out black people who was doing great things back in the day. Right?
Right.
So, y'all don't even know your history, dude. So, look, if you want to know what's going on and how we got here, all you got to do is read. It's right there. After Books is free on Amazon Kindle, right? Just make the effort. I was driving down the street today. I saw a young black man with a microphone. And he just went out there, dude. And he just started spitting, like, historical game. It was like Berkeley, but I wasn't in Berkeley. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there were some, you know, Caucasian Americans, Asian Americans. They were young, and they were just stopping to listen. And it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, the answers were already there. The hows and the whys. That shit has been said on ad nauseum, but they too busy, you know, doing dumb shit, dude. They've been stuck on the internet, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. What do you think? Swiping 10 years?
I think it's a lot of, when you think about generations removed, it's funny because I was talking to, again, to my partner Ed yesterday on our show. And just in terms of when you look at how far being removed either from slavery or from relatives having maybe had to do some crazy stuff where they got way underpaid. Like I know that my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, she used to pick cotton. And so when you think about that, that's my grandmother. So that's not that far away. And you think about a generation before that, that's somebody that could have been a slave. And it's that type of stuff that we live with. And we can get into all the economics of all kinds of crazy stuff that go on. But yeah, that stuff is right in front of me. But it's one of those things. Because what's the answer? It goes to that old Chris Rock comedy routine. The answer is always Martin Luther King. When it comes to Black History Month, the answer is always Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks. And so that's all that the white kids know. And so that's all that they figure out. That's what it is. So it's just Martin Luther King. And yeah, you were slaves. But that was a paragraph or two paragraphs, or maybe it was a chapter. Yeah, but they don't really go into what that is. And so you get all that stuff is just glossed over. And it's unfortunate. It's a miscarriage of justice, really.
Have you followed that hashtag on Twitter? Like, why Mesopotamia? It was going around like the last 2 days. Are you here for that?
No, I'm not.
So the gist of it is, these kids, you know, not even just white kids, but you know, everybody, kids are just forwarding this hashtag, which is basically saying they spent more time learning about the ancient Mesopotamians in Sumeria than they did about the civil rights movement and what came after that. And that goes back. Sure. That hits hard because, I mean, I got an Egyptology degree. You know what I mean? And I used to wonder that in fourth grade, like right when you get to the, or fifth grade rather, right when you get to the civil rights era in your U.S. history textbooks, it's roughly around like May 25th. You know what I mean? And they're trying to cram all that shit in like 2 days because I got to get the testing, and they just tap out, you know?
Yeah.
So they're kind of starting to get it, you know what I mean? Like, you need to spend an entire year on civil rights movement to modern era, you know what I mean? Just that aspect of it, you know, culturally. Then you got to go, like, 1950 to, like, 2000. Just teach them about globalization, you know, deregulation, Ronald Reagan catching that bullet, Gerald Ford almost catching that bullet, but the gun jammed. You know, spent a lot of quality time on Nixon. We like to call him the prequel to Trump. You know, they kind of just fuck around in the history classes, you know, with this War 1812 bullshit. And it's like, there's so much going on right now, dude. The kids need to learn about social movements. They need to learn about MOVE and how they blew up the fucking blocks over in Philadelphia in the 80s with the dumb police ass. They need to learn about the phone. I saw the weather underground trending, dude. You know what I mean? Like, all these groups that was trying to put in work, causing, affecting change back in the day, all of a sudden they're getting hashtags and shit. So, I agree with the kids, man. Like, I mean, I knew this shit. I'm a victim of public school myself. They got to change the curriculum, dude, and just get with the fucking program, dude. And start these kids off in, like, eighth grade. So, they're asking some deep fucking questions by the time they get to 11th grade. And maybe they can actually be young adults affecting change by the time they even graduate high school.
Indeed. So yeah, we'll continue to have these discussions here. So let's get into a few songs before we come back with the quick conversation with B-Rock. And then, of course, we're going to come back with the last words. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I'm coming. I wanna kill it, cause you try to play me like a trick. But you see, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. I got the A to the motherfucking K and it's ready to rip. Slapped in my banana clip and I'm looking. Look, Izzy and Watts, Oakland, Philly, or Brooklyn. It seems like he got the whole country behind him. So it's sorta hard to find him, but when I do, gotta put my gat in his mouth. Pump 17 rounds, make his brains hang out. Cause the shit he did was uncalled for. Tried to fuck a brother up the ass like a small whore. And that shit ain't fly. So now I'm setting up the ultimate drive-by. And when you hear this shit, it make the world say, damn, I wanna kill Slam.
I have reason to believe that someone in this household just turned 18. Am I correct?
Here's why I wanna kill the punk. Cause he tried to take a motherfucking chunk of the funk. He came to my house, I let him bail in. Cause he said he was down with the LM. He gave up a little debt, then turned around and pulled out a gat. I knew it was a caper. I said, please don't kill my mother. So he raped her, tied me up, me outside, and I was thrown in a big truck, and it was packed like sardines, full of niggas who fell for the same scheme. Took us to a place that made us work all day, and we couldn't have shit to say. Broke up the families forever, and to this day, black folks can't stick together, and it's odd. Broke us down, made us pray to his God, and when I think about it, it made me say, damn, I wanna kill Sam. Wanna tax me. I remember the son of a bitch used to ax me and hang me by a rope to my neck snap. Not a sneaky motherfucker wanna bend rap and put me under dirt or concrete. But God can see through a white sheet, cause you the devil in drag. You can burn your cross while I burn your flag. Try to give me the HIV so I can stop making babies like me. And you're giving dope to my people, chump. Just wait till we get over that, huh? Cause your ass is grass, cause I'm a blast. Can't bury rap like you bury jazz. Cause we stop being whores, stop doing floors. So bitch, you can fight your own wars. So if you see a man in red, white, and blue getting chased by the lynch mob crew, it's a man who deserves the buckle. I wanna kill Sam cause he ain't my.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Hey, y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRN AZ.com, Casual Sports Radio Network. That's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do, check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can...
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party. See a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kid, stay in your lane. The cop shot the kid, same old same. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street. Crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creek, doing they roundups. We just watch for the sweet. Yeah, it's hotter than July. It's the summer when niggas die. It's the summer when niggas ride. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide. So y'all are blowing my high. Type of shit that's killing my vibe. White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like five. Get scared, you panic, you going down. The disadvantages of the brown. How in the hell the parents gonna bury their own kids, not the other way around? Reminds me of Emmett Till. Let's remind them why Cap kneels.
Stay tuned up and down your timeline. This fake news, people is all lying. Money is being made when a mob cries. Won't be satisfied till we all die. Tell me who do we call to report crime? If 911 doing a drive-by. It's certain things I can't abide by. I ain't being extreme, this is my side. Talking big shit, ready to die. I know every story got two sides. Claiming he paranoid by the black guy. Cop wanna make a home by nighttime. Just a good kid, he wasn't that guy. Had a little hit, he wasn't that high. Cop gon' claim that it was self-defense. Say he was riding dirty, so the case rents. Working 9 to 5. Trying to stay alive. Making ends meet. Shot him this week.
Hey yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia representing Gold Chain Military, Durag Dynasty on Michael Paul Masters Radio. Peace.
I was told to never bite off more than I could chew, but then you better bite enough, for if you don't, my boy, you're blue. Now I wonder, can others see the size that my eyes see, or do they see and say they don't, and blame it on society? The days I spent on earth come to over just 8,000, and as I live, I learn, because there's always someone mouthing, speaking on an issue. Praise you or they diss you. Long as I am strong, the words fly by me like scar tissue. My people, from nigga to negro to man of color, killed my father and my brother so that you could rape my mother. Now you wonder, why is it through instinct you fear? Wouldn't dare me to steal. One for self, you're out of here. Not to worry, to harm you, not intention of my creed. But to stop your greed and give me what I need. Opportunity for a life for me. And generations to come within tranquility. Now harmony is a total love of things for those who are inclined to better yet like the saint. But peace of mind, it is my right before this spark will ignite. Till I can catch a cab in the town at midnight. Till I can be myself and not be thought of as worse. Till I can buy a slice from Howard Beach to the hearse. Till I can get the play without fear of eject. And occupations which I seek I can have if I select. Now if I so select and reach out to make touch, how can you say that I ask for too much?
Don't speak to me of good times or grand that your life be. Don't tell me of the countries or the islands that you see. Don't tell me to keep trying, you know I won't agree. Double negative means positively black with envy.
As a player of the game, of the lifetime game I'm playing, I bet you're not and shake your head to what I'm saying. It's keeping me bent that those pigment or color skin could even begin to wander. Or is upon it to let another bother. Listen, stay open, not dismissing. Lack of vision makes division, product no ambition. Wishes which you wish upon, your wish were more than wishes. If I wish not to record and study, not then I wash dishes. Wish while I wash, the water hot gets colder. Black, I'm saying that, in fact, the dish get clean and I get older. Seemingly so, the dishes will grow to dishes all beyond me. Lost my wish and broke a dish, so now I'm wishy-washy. Understand foundation, create my own creation. If dumb and pump a gem, I then get no ovation. fiction, but only restriction. Bullpens and lots of friction. I've then washed a dish without pay, booming WA. Think I'm lying, black, I'm crying. Salted tear would turn to crystal. Crystals forming all my dishes, so I wash until dismissal. Wash until my prints are wrinkled, then they let me go. I know not where I'm going, so I know not where I go. My people give me money, but the money much too low for me to meet the match of present day, so I still need more dough. Conjure up a suit, I wish that it were cute. Borrow a token and a smoking, I begin a wishless scope. Interviewing application, lead me on into frustration. And duration of my time is spent in lack of occupation. Time to go for what I know. I know not of a wish, but of soap and a towel and some water and a dish.
Don't speak to me of good times or grand that shall I be. Don't tell me of the countries over islands that you see. Don't tell me to keep trying, you know I won't agree. Double negative means positively black with envy.
But lay okay, cause you can get the play. I peep your style, your smile shone bright about a mile away. But anyway, another day in the land of shove, just living in the life of who? A black man on a green land with a blue skyline. Don't tell me I'm colorblind. I'm seeing system is hard to believe in. Underneath the underside, I'm underachieving. Bust my ass in school to be a certified fool. Now, intellect of curb is my only tool, but street game is so uncool. I took the SAT, and that's the sad-ass truth. I'm not gliding, but I'm striving, hanging on by a thread, and it's called surviving. Hang on, hang on, hang on, y'all. Walk the street and keep your head so tall. For time is short, no time is bought. You're only in the wrong if you get caught. So kick in doors, bang on walls, shouting whores.
But get don't yours, speak to me your good times get or grand that your life be. Get don't tell yours, me your good countries over yours. Islands that you see. Don't get tell yours, me to keep trying, get you know yours. I want to double negative.
Can't call it, same shit, different toilet. When will the struggle end? Square one, we're back again. I'm about to lose control.
What up?
Please ease my soul, or I'm gonna kick me a gun.
They're burning crucifixes on my lawn again. They wanna hang a nigga like an ornament. It's tormenting. Morning over yesterday, still yawning inside of a tournament. I can't win. Good morning, shotgun blast passed by my head. I'm a man, I tell you. I'm a man, I say. Push my daughter and my wife in the closet and slid my son up under the bed. Filled the Smith and Wesson with lead. Looked in the mirror, said, breathe.
Now come on,
breathe. I'm about to bring six Klansmen to their knees. A cold story that my old man told me. If you're wondering why I have so much pent up hostility inside of my soul and the memory still molds me, just take a glimpse into the mind of an OG.
Where?
Underneath the oak tree in the shade where I hang at.
Wow.
That's the same spot my great grand used to hang at. Peace.
Peace, God. I can't call it. Same shit, different toilet. When will the struggle go struggle? Square one, we're back again. I'm about to lose control.
I'm about to lose control.
Please ease my soul. But I'm gon' kick me again.
What up, Pete?
Same shit, different toilet. Can't call it long line of alcoholics in the van. My man gave me work. Sat up on the strip and got knocked. A long line of homies in the king. Jail is the ship that don't sail, that hold the slaves. And the judge have you asking for bail like it's the wave.
Like that's the wave.
Meaning a slave even pays to be caged in, which is motherfucking insane.
That's insane.
It's like we picking cotton again. 45's a Klansman, shit is rotten again. They gave us AIDS, gave us crack, now they plotting again. That boy ran, so they shot him, then they shot him again.
That's sad.
Same shit, make the tissue new.
Make it
400 years, let's make the issues new.
Come on, y'all.
Why you love a dead black visual?
Why?
I'm about to grab my gun, shit is critical.
I'ma grab my gun.
The devils is evil and all miserable.
Yeah, peace.
Peace, God. I can't call it. Same shit, different toilet. When will the struggle go struggle? Square one, we're back again. I'm about to lose control.
What up?
Microphone Masters, J Love here with the gentleman by the name of B Rock. Looking forward to chopping it up with you for a few minutes. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Just hanging and maintaining, man.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
I hear you. So in terms of preparing for our conversation, man, you know, one of the interesting things is that you've, you know, your foundation, where you come from, you're steeped in hip hop, you know, come from a two-parent home, and we're going to talk about kind of where you are now and kind of what you're doing to positively impact the community. But before we do that, tell people who B-Rock is, man.
Oh, man. I mean, where to start from? Basically, man, I'm just little dude, man, born and raised in Compton, man. My dad was a construction worker. I started doing that for a minute. Moved on for that. I didn't like that kind of work. Got involved in gangs. I did a lot of stints in jail. Still in here now. And basically, that was it, man. I did a lot of taking away from my community, man. I'm just trying to find something to give back.
So when you're... Yeah, so I want to get into that, and we'll kind of work our way backwards in a little bit. But so what is the way that you're giving back? Let people know a little bit about that, because I think I like the way, the creative way that you're trying to do that.
Well, basically what I'm doing here now is that I started up an LLC company, which actually is a record label called the Black De Niro Boys. Now, behind that, it was like, I knew a lot of the youngsters out there that had talent. I know a lot of my crew members had talent growing up, but we didn't have nobody to come back and lean on to help us with our talent without trying to take all the money out of our pockets, or we had to go out there and do something strange with a little piece of change. So I decided to say, look, why not get a gang of industries and industrial people together with me that know the business, know the entertainment business, and we all can work together, we can give these dudes a chance to get heard on, like you doing right here, on radio shows, and they can get their name out on different platforms and such, get them in the studio so they can make their dreams come true, even if it's just hearing their voice on a podcast or on a radio or on a CD or on a record or on a regular album. You know, sometimes that do wonders for little kids. You know?
Yeah. So once again, we're here with B-Rock here on Microphone Master. So here's a question for you, the opposite, kind of the counter to that, because you mentioned that you came from a strong, you know, strong household, but there were still things that kind of led you astray, maybe going for a faster dollar. How do you convey that to kids who, you know, sometimes the hip hop or music in general can be a slow nickel as opposed to seeing lots and lots of money? How do you convert those kids and help them to channel their energies and talents in a more positive way?
I would think, man, that basically just from my opinion, man, I feel that you have to reach to them on their level. Show them that you've been there. I've been where you at. I know what you're going through, but look what I got for you. You know how to rap. You know how to sing. You know how to make beats. You know how to do this. You know how to do that. Hey, come here. Come with me. Give you a few dollars. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a few dollars. But go in here and put something down on this track. Try to keep them in studios. Try to keep them going to those shows. And you pair them with people that's already doing shows. I already done two shows already. And we pair people that from the street, they ain't never been around no artist before. They haven't been around nobody that been on TV before. So what that did, that gave them inspiration. Now they calling me. Hey, man, what you got next, man? Oh, man, just keep your shirt on, man. Go ahead and make me a track right now. See? If that hour or two keeps them off the street, keeps them from picking up that gun, then, hey, we're doing our job.
Indeed. So we hear with B-Rock here on Microphone Master. So if you had to talk to your younger self, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was, what's one decision that you made? And it's hard to say, because you're now positively influencing people. So it's hard to say that you made wrong. I mean, you know, in terms of ultimately wrong, because you're trying to do right and trying to be a positive influence. But what's one or two things, you know, that you would tell your younger self, don't do this or do this more? What's something that you would go back and tell your younger self?
Man, that's a good one right there. I think I would tell my younger self to stay in school, stay on the right path, and learn everything you can learn from your teachers, from your friends at school, from your elders, man. You know, you got to listen. I got to learn. That's what I would have told myself. Just listen, observe, and learn. And don't get caught up in the fast life, the fast money, and that's what's doing in our community. It's that fast money, that fancy car, that low rider, that motorcycle. And they want to know how to attain it.
Right.
How can I attain that fast at that younger age?
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
That's what I would tell myself.
And tell me, so again, we're here with B-Rock here on Microphone Master. So tell me if you, where I'm right or where I'm wrong. One of the things that that I notice when it comes to, you know, to young men or women that fall victim to the fast life or whatever, they're actually very smart. They have a hustler's mentality, which is transferable to starting your own business and grinding it out. They're good with numbers, so that could be, you know, you could transfer that into accounting or finance. They are creative in terms of ways in which to oftentimes dodge the law. But when I say creative in terms of ways in which to create new processes or be efficient about the way in which they do things, which can help with supply chain management. I mean, those types of things are transferable skills on the good side of the law, so to speak.
No doubt. But that's what I did, man. To tell the truth, I went to trade school in prison, man. I learned bookkeeping, accounting.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that much knowledge, and not a lot of people showed me how to even go about being legal or legalizing a company, so I can be a pillar in the community or somebody that at least you can look at and say, hey, man, this dude, he's got something going on that's positive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yes, man, I would say, man, you have to go back to school. You got to learn it because I did all this by myself, man. I was inside of a prison cell. I started an LLC company. I got my company. I got my logos and my company trademark as far as registered. I threw two shows from inside of the cell. One was Slim 400. Then the next one was Sugar Free.
Yeah.
That was just not too long ago. I mean, it's a struggle, man, but I got good people that I work with, like my boy Haven, man. It's a shout out to him, man. He's amazing, man. You know, he's done stuff for me that nobody I ever thought would do for me without having his hand all the way down in my pocket trying to get something out.
Indeed.
You know, so.
Cool.
But much love to him, man.
Yeah, for
sure.
For sure. So again, we have B-Rock here on Microphone Master. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with what you got going on with the company and everything. Let folks know how they can stay in touch.
Well, what we got going on right now, man, we got a compilation album coming out. And you can follow me, man, on Twitter, Facebook, Google me at blacktheneroboys.com. We also take it in, man. If you can rap, you got talent, man. Come bring it, man. Just DM me at any of the platforms. And I'll guarantee you somebody will return your call. And we'll get you on something, man. We'll get you on something. Just bring your talent to us, man. We got you.
That's what's up.
And we'll keep on pushing like that, man. That's all I can say.
That's what's up. So we're gonna get into some music. I think we got one track coming from the camp. So let's get into that. You are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
Mafia. Homie, with your blood type? Heard these new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type? Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type? Heard these new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type? Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type. Look, just cause you got a gun, don't put no fear in me. Take all the pills away, I bet you they don't scare many. Tyler Drill, he can't kill unless he got a buzz. Oh, my mama, Betty run, they start screaming, cuz. You with the business with your blood like? I'm tree top from Paru, had to get blood right. I hear that word tank top, it's a mummy. Shots riddle your set, ain't a damn thing funny. Stupid gon' have to bury his homie, and that's a fact though. Bad temper, shorty, the goofy joke you can smack for. You say you bang, better check in with your blood type. The clowns snitching, they switching, and they ain't real right. Whether or not he know it's lit, check his blood type. Put him to the test, you said you was with the business, right? We gon' slide, time to ride, put some work in. What's your blood type? Ain't real right, then it's curtain. Homie, what's your blood type? Heard he new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, what's your blood type? Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type. Homie, what's your blood type? Heard he new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, what's your blood type? Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type.
I got my frag out my pocket, face up, tatted up. Blood, get to drinking and I'm smoking, start acting up. Homie, what's your blood type? Nigga, you a groupie. Get them packed out, they gon' split a nigga goofy. I be with the gangbangers, they be with the goofies. They be shooting water guns.
guns, we be making movies. Shots fired, killer op dead, that's on par route. No smoke, window roll down when we ride through. Smoking dead niggas, blow their soul out the sky view. Kick a hoe out quick if she playing and I'm high too. I'm with real members 2 to 9 when it's game time. Free the homie Pot and beat rock off that main line. Never try to play me like this street shit ain't make me. I'm from the ever DJ Quick and be brave. Homie, this treetop, put that on par route. With your blood like your shit fake, who you lying to? Homie, with your blood type. Heard new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type. Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type. Heard new members don't blood right. They gotta check in with your blood type. Homie, with your blood type. Why you bang with your blood like? I pull up checking with your blood type. Look.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
But a city, you get to get this money, baby. Yeah. Here's the rundown. Mustafa's getting money out in Youngstown. Get some goons together, a driver, and bring them guns down. Heard he got his hands on some bricks, plus a few pounds. Him and some wild Haitians set up shop in a few lounge. Niggas is migrating. He came from Kew Gardens with a live situation. Got it in preparation. When you get there, pick up the whip with the navigation and follow all the prompts till you get to your destination. We head tone, got a mask on. We about to run up in. I know you ain't talking about the house with the broken hinge. 65 Alpine Drive, it's looking shady. So I hopped out, pulled the Glock out, plus the 380. Hit the living room, I seen a ripped up sofa, a shattered coffee table, broken lamps, and a flipped up stroller. The place is ransacked from front to back.
Yo, Trife, what you talking, Black?
Yo, Starks, cut the bullshit and tell me where the office at.
Take a left and head down the hallway steps. Past the painting on the wall, the third door on the left. The safe is on the wall above the fireplace near the desk. Look inside the top drawer and get the key out the chest.
What's that on? Damn, son. Hey, what's taking this little Trife so long? Man, I don't know. Oh, shit, your boy. Get down, get down, get down. Get this car pulling up, son. Man, try to call us, nigga.
Hey, y'all, come on. Hurry up, I see a car pulling up. Windows tinted, can't really tell who's in it, but I know it's a rented. Down South Plates, Atlanta, or one of them states.
Yo, they carrying it,
man, son. I wanna see what's up in those crates. Should I pop off, take his top off before he get to you? Bully like, yo.
Chill, chill, this is what we gonna do. Go ask for directions, right? I'ma go around the back. Wait for them to come inside. I'ma hit these niggas with the
okay, mat. Before it even get to that, let me see where Trife is at. Hopefully he on his way, and no one gotta die today.
Bang, bang,
2 shots go off.
Homie trapped inside. Quick, put your mask on, shit.
Fuck it, bully, let's ride. Shooting out the sunroof, missing his shit. I was too high, still think my Dutchie was lit. Trife running out the building, busting, cussing. Blood everywhere, you had to see the shit.
Disgusting.
Master and control the silence.
Elegant is the silence, eloquent is the choice of benevolence over violence. We sat alone on that third rock. This is after the world stopped. Just me and her upon a Jameson and her socks. And everybody famous by the third shot. Word blocks, slurred thoughts. I'm thinking what happened to that promise, what happened to her God. Is it the Alpha or Omega? I remember childhood begging for a Sega. I remember adulthood begging for a leg up. Now we're into the void, devoid of any meaning. They tried to peg us. A circle doesn't fit into a square hole. Pythagoras, I'm the desert to Las Vegas, the beggar to all kings. Present in all places, killer of all things.
The two
We woke up in the desert with the hangover. Destruction of the peasant class and landowners. Riches can't deliver you from evil. Death and all destruction be written in cathedrals. But cognitive dissonance of the people got people believing our differences don't make us equal. But when you look into the heavens, a peasant or a reverend, we all asking the same questions. I found that little bit of Jameson, hoping I could kill it. I don't wanna be awake again. She died in her sleep with her eyes on the sheep. We held a secret that I couldn't keep. I used to be that smart guy, barfly, pretty good at writing songs about the hard times. I was only happy during happy hour, but what's an hour when you live after the flowers?
Yo, what's up? This is KT from the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dub CNN, y'all. Chill.
I pledge to unite us. These devils still despise us. Bless the freedom fighters and the local righteous. In the league of writers who spit the words of fire. My connection's heavy, young brother Evie. Get them files to Eddie. Something change inside me, cause I'm not drinking nightly. They often hate and spite me. I pledge to live, I'm godly. Even when they indict me, release and free the godly. I work a different angle, not a star spangled, but a makings of you, good brother Curtis Mayfield. The far are you anointed? Nah, I just bitcoined it. Made my wave cash tokens, the whole family holding. Baptized when I was 7, hit a church piano. Now you see why the brethren is an eternal candle. A fire lit to tree, California weed. Had the whole Les Mormons say merci, merci. Lived a life exquisite, blessed is Hey Rufus. I know what I've been given, smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given, smart enough to go on and use it. Go on and use it, go on and use it, go on and use it. And use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. 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 I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. 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 If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, don't even speak, walk on by, walk on by, cause I'm high on this blackness. We number one consumers, smarten up, let's use this. We don't own none of the city. Ballin's useless, they can't domesticate me. When the Johnnies hate me, why the suspicion? Why it's still slavery? Excuse my observation and my occupation. My skin color give police reservations. Unless I'm playing on the field or a TV station, they'd rather have me in the fields or calling in my casing. But yet I'm optimistic, always realistic. Have they forgot my granddad and uncles enlisted and served the country that always liked to say fuck me? It's okay, young fella, you people unlucky. I lived a life exquisite, blessed is Hey Rufus. I know what I've been given, smart enough to go on and use it. Smart enough to go on and use it, 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 go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it. I know what I've been given. Smart enough to go on and use it.
Microphone Masters, J Love, and Starzack, when we do this, and we make no apologies for the type of show, the type of podcast that we do, because we feel that there are enough people out there like us that don't want stuff dumbed down for them, where it's just the super, you know, what's hype? No, that's not what we do, and that's not what this show is all about. So thanks to B-Rock for stopping through. Appreciate that conversation. But this is that part of the show that we call Last Words. And so I'll let you get to a Starz accent, but my last words is kind of just simple. With in the aftermath of Drew Brees, one of the things is that I don't have a problem. Right, I don't have a problem with somebody. I think that's what we have these discussions for when we bring these things up, because hopefully somebody that thinks a certain way, maybe their way of thinking can change. You have those people that there are three different types of people. So you have the people that are so far to the right that you just cannot change their opinion. You have the people that are so far to the left, you can't change their opinion.
and but you have those people in the middle that are willing to listen before they form an ultimate final opinion. One of the things that jumped out to me when in the Yahoo Finance interview that that Drew Brees had was when he was asked about what he felt about the flag and kneeling, and he kind of fell for the trap. They kind of pulled him into the trap, and he just fell for it. But what he said was, "I won't tolerate." It's not that I have a difference of opinion, which you can have a discussion point from there. But he said, "I won't tolerate for people kneeling when it comes to the flag." Then, of course, we know 24 hours later, he was on the grand apology tour and tried to go through and say, "Now I understand." After maybe some of his teammates maybe said they wasn't going to block his blindside, maybe. But that's one of those things. Watch the wording that you use. "I won't tolerate." If you say to your wife, "I won't tolerate you doing," she might look at you like you got three heads.
Instant fight.
The wording in which you use is very important. So that's my last word. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Breeze, dude. It was like, remember Menace to Society when they caught Kane in the room with Bill Duke? And the camera was on that circular track. You know you done fucked up, right? No. I bought the bottle of beer. Yo, you done fucked up, right? Hey, exactly. This fool's stock and merit dropped faster than Bitcoin, man. Like, Breeze. it's so bad, dude. I was starting to see tweets like, "What's my man? Trent Dilfer got one ring. Who the fuck is Drew Breeze?"
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like, wow. He lost it all in seconds, dude. Like, just seconds, dude. Like, it's a short memory, dude. You got 18-year-old kids out there. They don't give a fuck how much money this dude donated to Hurricane Katrina. He's a fucking racist in their eyes to the day they die now. He fucked up, dude. It's going to be a real awkward Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We got to shake Ed Reed's hands in that yellow jacket. Ed might take off on him, dude. And hold Ray Lewis back from really stomping his ass out. Because let's be frank, dude. Let's be real, dude. Ain't very many New Orleans Saints up in that fucking Hall of Fame club. Maybe Sam Mills at best. Ain't nobody going, yeah. Hey, Drew Brees, dude. Like, what the fuck are you thinking about, dude? Like, just don't say nothing, man. Like, just don't say nothing. So my last words, man. There's so many places we can go. So many places, dude. Do we bring up Marky Mark right now? Since this is a hip-hop show.
Feel free, man.
Let's spot
hit
his,
me to some game. What's good?
Let's spot his multi-million dollar ass, like, 5 seconds, dude. So Marky Mark, you know, he got a checkered past. We old enough to know what the shit is about. I'm not going to get all into it. But roughly every 4 years, social media seemingly discovers this shit. It kind of comes with kids turning 16, getting a driver's license. And then they get the license, and then they learn about Marky Mark is not necessarily a great guy, despite his contributions to Entourage. And that flare-up again happened again today. And, you know, it's funny because I thought little kids didn't know. I'm talking to some of my older friends and they didn't know, dude. And it's like, man, he's from Boston, dude. That's why Barry Bonds don't want to play there, right?
Right.
All right, Boston strong my fucking ass, right? All right, so, last words, dude. I want something lasting to come out of all of these protests. We old enough to, we did the 92 riots, right? You know, I grew up in South Central. I grew up wondering why all the buildings were burnt out and never occupied with tenants, you know, providing services in the community I lived in on Western and Gage, certain parts of Crenshaw, Hyde Park. So it's 2020, you know, and shit got burned down in certain communities. I don't want to say thankfully, because that's kind of fucked up, but it did happen in South Central. Perhaps maybe that was by design. But I would like something positive and progressive and effective to come out of this, because I have taken notice that you really do have a lot of young people who are starting to have their conscious awakening right now. And maybe it's a good thing that they're turning off the fucking social media, because they've been stuck in the house for 90 fucking days and now they're thinking about something more critical than likes. And so one of the things I'm starting to hear, Jay, is a lot of people talking about defunding police departments.
I've seen that trend, yes, sir.
And I think that that's a very creative step. And I would like to see where that goes, because the money also doesn't go away, right? I mean, if the police department in your local municipality's got $1 million annual budget and you drop their asses to $650K, I mean, would it be crazy to ask to put that remaining $350K over in the education department?
You see what I'm saying?
Because the idea of policing is to correct a social behavior that is deemed deviant and not correct and inappropriate, right? So true. If you were really about law enforcement, perhaps maybe you can stop them from performing deviant acts by educating them before they even get to that point, right?
True.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And then the other things I would like to see is maybe you can change, you know, your civic plan to say something to the effect of a police budget can never be greater than 50% of an education budget.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? I mean, if we're trying to redo everything moving forward for this alleged post-race society, which a lot of people were finding out that was a goddamn lie for 10 years, if not longer, maybe we can start to think of creative solutions of what to do with all that fucking money. Because there was a graphic up that I caught, I think it was on Newsweek, that said the budgets in the coffers of law enforcement have reached a point of like being over a significant amount, over $1 billion from sea to shining sea in America. And they just keep rising and rising and rising. But education budgets are underfunded more and more and more and more. So the money is there. You just have to reallocate the money. Because if the goal is to not have crime, then you have to achieve that through some level of law enforcement, but primarily through education and opportunity. I mean, who doesn't believe that shit, right?
Right.
And then so along those lines, let's go back like 3 years, man. Was it Ferguson? About 3 years ago?
I wanted 3 or 4 years ago, yeah.
Okay. Check the tape, dude. I forgot what episode of Mike Masters this was, Jay, but follow me. I believe I'm on record as saying inner city neighborhoods are gentrifying in major cities in America. South Central ain't the South Central I grew up in. Pick your city, right, where black people used to be in the city. That's not necessarily the version of older African Americans grew up in, right?
Mm-hmm. Harlem.
Exactly, right? Pick one. So if they're gentrifying, by definition, that means the people who are occupying it with are not black, just to put it bluntly, right?
Right.
And I swear, I said it on the show, it'll be very interesting to see what happens when law enforcement continues to practice inappropriate law enforcement tactics in the same space that's identified as a black neighborhood where the black people no longer live. Right?
Right.
Because whenever my man got choked out to death up in Minneapolis, the first thing I texted you was, yo, this protest going on right now, like the day after or whatever, this shit is big and it's like 60-40 white and black. You know what I mean?
That's what gets more awareness, because it's people that don't look like you and I. It's people that look the opposite.
But
they're participating, so that's where you get the eyeballs.
But they're pissed that it's happening in their quote unquote their community, right? They've gentrified the community, but they didn't gentrify the mindset of the police officers. They're still going into these communities as occupying forces, right? And they might fuck some dude up over the head with a baton and crack his skull because he said something slick or he was just black. But what they don't realize is that dude might be the face of a nonprofit that, you know, Betty is running with her daddy's money in the hood. And Betty lived right up the street. Now, see what I mean? Go check the old podcast. I said it, dude. And so I don't think it's any small wonder that these protests are really, really multicultural and diverse, because kids are coming from all over with college degrees and without college degrees, because the economic opportunity in the post-2008 fallout is by and large for young people an urban experience, right? And so they have to flock to these cities, and they got lint in their pocket and a college degree and Sally Mae's calling So they got to go gentrify the hood to find an affordable place to stay. But the cops are still patrolling like these people here are people of color and have no agency. And that's where my man fucked up. He never should have did it in the first place, but these aren't just people of color enfranchised or disenfranchised recording this shit now. You know, when I look at all the violence that the cops are on the protesters, I watch this Philadelphia sergeant fuck this little white girl up, dude. And I'm like, hold on, dude. If I could stereotype, her daddy might be a fucking powerful attorney in Seattle. Right?
Sure.
Right?
Right.
So the only thing the cop is going to say is like, what are you down here in this neighborhood for? And she's like, well, all I had was $1,500 on the one bedroom. I couldn't afford $4,000 on the white side of town, so I'm living around these niggas. And what you're doing is wrong. Right? So, I said my piece. I thought something like this was going to happen, dude. I thought something like this was going to happen. And it's not like I'm happy to be right or nothing like this, but if there's any law enforcement officials listening to our show, like, you got to tell your homie, dude, it's not business as usual no more. Because the black man told y'all 10 years ago, the rent is too damn high. So all the black people got pushed out. And there's a few people left in the neighborhoods. And y'all still coming down hard. These white kids are seeing this shit and you fucking with them too. And that's where y'all fucked up. So that's last words A. If I get the last words B, J, it's your hood.
Yeah.
What's up with Karen over in Glendale at the convenience store, dude? Did you hear about that shit like an hour ago?
No, I...
Yo, no, it's I up in your neighborhood. Some convenience store off of like 7th Avenue in Glendale.
Okay.
I'll send you a link, dude. She had the nerve to tell this girl to go back to Mexico. And by the way, dude, she's all on tape, and she's not even a Karen, though. She got gray hair. She a grand Karen. She old. She told this girl to go back to Mexico. You know what this girl told her?
What's that?
She's like, bitch, I'm Native American. You go the fuck back to Europe. Right?
Wow.
It's Arizona, dude. So first of all, she think anybody with brown skin is Mexican, and she in Arizona, so... Like, when the fuck did she get to Arizona? That shit is all Native American land. Not to mention the whole country, but you know what I'm talking about, Jay, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so she told a Native American to go back to Mexico. She tolerated her shit for like 2 minutes too long on the show, Jay. The show, the Twitter feed, the video. The girl walks up, and Grand Karen walks up into the girl's face, pointing the finger, and then the girl walks away, right? And she grabs her. She grabs her shoulder. And that was it, dude.
What?
She grabbed the girl's shoulder. The girl smacked the shit out of her, dude.
Wow.
She went straight Nipsey at the fucking BET Awards on this bitch's face. Rest in peace.
Wow.
And she sent her running out. She walked away out the store crying, dude.
With this president in office, man. That's ridiculous.
Jay, it's in your neck of the woods, man. And then you know how these Twitter kids work, right? They pulled her file in like 15 minutes, dude. Would you believe she's the wife of a local attorney? They got the law firm. Hey, so she just fucked her husband, her household's money all up.
Ooh.
Trust me, there will be a protest down the street in Glendale in about T-minus 3 days, dude.
Oh, man.
Over a bag of chips and some fucking corn nuts, dude. Her whole life is over.
We're gonna leave you with a few songs, and we're gonna come back next week. We want to again say thanks to B-Rock for rolling through. That's my man Star Sax on behalf of Star Sax, and I am J-Love, and that's why we do this, for stories exactly like that. You have been listening to Microphone Masters. Make sure you check out DubCNN.com. Make sure you check out JLoveMusic.com. Check out my man on Twitter, because he goes in all the time, at Star Sax, and that's STARRSAXXXON. Until next time, you can.
Y'all, you niggas, just because you make records and shit, you think you got it going on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, shut up, bitch.
Yo, you don't call me no bitch. Who the fuck you think you is calling me a bitch?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yo,
baby. Yo, don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what a bitch really is. I once knew this brother who I thought was cool with me. Chilled out together, even went to school with me. Flying nigga, my ace boom coon. We used to low ride together, shot dice in the bathroom. You want trouble? Well, trouble you found. Cause we dish you, then ish you, the critical beat down. He needed money, I would always come through. Needed a car, he could use mine too. But bust this, out on the street, people say he was riffing. Calling me a sucker, talking about how foul I'm living. Someone heard him popping that shit last week. Fronting for some pussy from some big butt freak. Saying I'm his work, I was on his dick. Talking that crazy old weak ass shit. And after all of that, she still walked away. How you gonna diss your boy to get some play? And when I stepped to him about it, he said, who snitched? Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too.
You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too. You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too. You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too. You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too.
I knew this brother named Mitch, Stone Player. He meet a girl in 5 minutes, he lay her. Truck crazy, jewels, hands smothered in ice. Been to prison not once but twice. Kept a stupid thick posse made of thugs and crooks and hoods. And vet hustlers that were up to no good. But they all stood behind him and watched his back. That's the only way to roll on the track. But yo, Mitch got rushed by the feds last week. They snatched by the trunk of his white Cornice. Took a look inside and what did they see? Two keys and a gallon of PCP. Oh shit, the thought crashed Mitch's subliminal. Three strikes, that's called habitual criminal. So instead of going under, he snitched on his whole posse. Maxed at the crib and sipped martini and Rossi. Sold out his whole crew, that rat named Mitch. Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too.
You ain't nothing but a bitch.
This guy that was never that fly, couldn't act cool even when he tried. When we played rough, he always cried. When he told stories, he always lied. A black brother who was missing the cool part. He had the color but was missing the true heart. When we would fight, he would always go down quick. So he took karate and he still got his ass kicked. But now he's married and he kicks his wife's ass. Says it comes from problems that he had in the past. Doesn't like blacks, claims he's upper class. Joined the police, got himself a badge. Now he rolls the streets and he's out the jack. Dogging young brothers cause they usually don't fight back. Got a white partner and he asked for that. And every night another head they crack. So now he's big man, but he really ain't shit. Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause a lot of these pigs are bitches too.
You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too. You ain't nothing but a bitch. Some of you niggas are bitches too.
Out one night with my crew and some new kid. I didn't know homeboy, but Evil E did. So I thought he was cool, we rode in his ride. Ragtop tray on Dayton's lifted side to side. We hit the party deep, niggas was hawking me. You could feel the vibe of thick artillery. Parliament was on some OG shit. I put my back to the wall and felt my pistol grip. All of a sudden, niggas start tripping, flipping. The record starts skipping, wilding. Fools start loking up, gats crack. The room starts smoking up. Me and E hit the floor and then the back door. My boys let off an automatic encore. But when we made it out to the ride, it was gone. We had to shoot it out side by side. Punk left us there to die in a ditch. Yeah, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause you scary ass niggas is bitches too.
Some of you niggas are bitches too.
So if you're wondering why we looking at you funny, it's because
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You always tell a brother you're gonna loan him money, but you don't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, lad, you know why they be frontin'? I'ma tell you why, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You act like you can fight, but when it's a real fight, you find out that
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, I'ma do it ice, I'ma do it ice. No, you ain't, man, no, you ain't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
A brother think he's got backup, but he really don't. You know why?
Some of you niggas are bitches too.
I wouldn't even hit you with my fist, I'd have smacked the shit out of you, cause
what we gonna do now is go back.
Now here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. With the chrome 4-4 pointing right at your temple. WC, the funkiest of the funkiest of the. Say they funky, but they just can't fuck with this MC. The lyricist of the mass of the posse. Stepping in the house with the spark.
And if you thought I fell off, you better step off or risk getting tossed. I'm bucking off these MCs. Rappers are coming in stacks and packs, but on the rear, most of y'all ain't seen jack. But the same old, same old. So what you got, a little fame? Take a damn. What's up with this rap game? Seems like you gotta be whack or even super bootylicious to get paid. I gotta wear fame. I guess I'll be a broke motherfucker with a dollar to my name, cause I ain't crossing over for fame. They keep telling me to stop. Hold up, Eve, be patient and you get a break. How long am I supposed to wait?
Yeah.
I waited last album and can't show, and still the only break that I got was being broke. So now I'm sitting staring at the 12 gauge, thinking of a million and one ways for me to get paid. Cause I ain't about to jump on a bandwagon to get a funny haircut or in a dance or to shake his butt. Cause yo, I'd rather go down in the book known as a brother who ripped clubs and told her like a real one.
Hell yeah.
Mad than a motherfucker sipping on a 40 ounce. I'm going back to the underground.
Dangerous, down, dope, wicked is my delivery. Kicking dope lyrics, the funk is my specialty. And rap was karate, I beat Bruce Lee. How can I lose with the circle all around me? Rap's evolution, you don't know the solution. No myth or illusion, which path are you choosing? The wide and crooked, or the straight and narrow? Will you soar like an eagle or die like a sparrow? Take a real good look at the words in your rhyme, but are they fit to call lyrics or syllables and hooks? Strictly on the real tip, not when you wanna get with a 10-foot mic and you still can't fuck with it. One smooth over, your time is over. When it comes to rap, I got a chip on my shoulder. Draw a line on the stage and J you to cross it. Stand you on the X and drop like a megalith. Inconsiderate, not legit, illiterate. Tidbit rhymes coming off like a nibbit. Selling out to get paid and spending that to get laid. Smoking cocaine and plenty just say no game. Role model citizen, nothing but a victim. I get loose like a pit with two say.
Sick. I wanna know, who is you?
One of the city's most valuable all-time great.
Round for round, pound for pound, check the sound. Fuck a radio, we're going back to the underground.
Back to the days of...
Yo, now if I kick this last fuck the radio, me try to bend it.
Yeah.
And if you ain't broke, you wouldn't understand it, cause we made it for the underground crowd to get into. There's many more stores,
so check the menu.
Go get the album, we kick the kind of shit that thumps. So funky flashbacks are ringing, they're doing the bump.
Yo, natural fashion, lyrical, miracle, power and plastic pops. But two funky individuals, a funky arrogant, the don't where it sounds. Who's up first, suckers? The circles on the pitcher's mind.
Striking them down, locking them up in the whack pound.
Like the tears of a clown, fall to the ground.
With swiftness, don't forget this. Cuss with gifted.
Pottery punch like flour gets sick.
And if you're looking for trouble, G, the trouble you found.
Do some dirt and make a getaway.
And take it where?
And go back to the underground.
Extending, shrouded in clouds. Lion head, cow head, covered in eyes. Undefined number like signs under the vines. Pull them back if you dare. Certain that you're unaware. You turn back, now you're standing where? On the map, isn't there? Circle smash in the square, splash with the shockwaves. Me and Khalid drink blackout and rob braves. I'm like I'm young, cracked out, beyond saved. Sit back, enjoy the ride while I take the wrong way. Full speed, lights off in the pitch black. Same color of the sunglasses and pickaxe. Brain oil stained, paranoid, unstable. Old boy, wouldn't trust a handshake from an angel. It's all fatal, rhymes all fatal. From the flood zone to the slime volcanoes. Ghouls on the payroll, crafting the thrones. Blood cracking through the statues, casting in stone. Silhouettes in the steam from a flickering stroll. So high road, picking, looking down at the globe. We found home in the center of the spiral. Snakehead spinning backwards with the final.
Reached a point where it can no longer regulate itself. Purification through removal of emotion is the only solution.
Yeah.
Crucified the third night, rise and defy science. Survive suicides, tried up a live signing. To ghost written album, hired like five writers. A terrorism scheme so extreme it divide ISIS. Inside the asylum, rising inside riots. Godly violent hybrid, Tyson and Dionysus. With iron mics, blinding right hooks, surprise fighters. I write hooks, laced in pages of cyanide hits. White chicks, shackled and tied, they a high flight risk. FBI FBI outside that arrived with spy devices. LT, coke white lines with 90s giants. Dive into my vices, spike it a rise in violence. Apply viruses via the size of microchips inside the body sinuses, finding rice and hits. The most divine Christ bloodline, I siphoned it. My entire lifeline to define what crisis is.
It's all fatal, rhymes all fatal. From the flood zone to the slime volcanoes. Ghouls on the payroll, crafting the thrones. Blood cracking through the statues, casting in stone. Silhouettes in the steam from a flickering stroll. So high, roll picking, looking down at the globe. We found home in the center of the spiral. Snake head spinning backwards with the fire.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you gotta follow Dubs.
Everybody's watching everybody from a distance. All these pictures. Baby, this kitchen don't clean itself. I just roll up another swish. We don't even talk in person. We just text all our feelings. We need some help. This is crazy. My poor babies. Kindle wants a Kindle, and I just mashed up the rental. Can it be that simple? I got a bad signal. Totally disconnected. Emotionally, I'm protected from anything real. It's anything real. Sometimes you gotta question it. Yes, 100 million views. Death is indefinite. My girl just said she's pregnant. And she tweeted it. Misspelled the shit. Think she was trying to say prejudice. You can't see the bigger picture from the close-up. It's evident. They don't even need to know you to get to evidence. And I ain't felt alive all year. Are you grinding watching other people shine all year? Yeah. Bless your food when you snap a picture. Break it down before I grab the swisher. I'm trying to work on my temper. Cause we was out in public and you was trying to figure out if I knew the bitch complimenting my slippers. I know her, but not really. I think I met her in Vegas. She followed all my pages and swallowed all my babies. And baby, maybe we should take a break. Cause you try and get your likes up and we need to get our paper straight. I love you from 8 to 8, 365, but the cable's late. Way too grown to make the same mistakes. How could you not feel me? If you don't kill me, I'm stronger. I just wanna chill with my daughters. Go grab a beer with my partners. A verse, I'll shout out my father. Cause I miss him and he was real to me. And honest when I'm writing, I can see exactly what he instilled in me. Just plug in your auxiliary cord. Record vividly in HD. Just in case I need to jog my memory.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm J Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can